One of the more effective tools in the Disc Village Substance Abuse Fighting Toolkit is an injectable medication called Vivitrol. It has a solid track record of success in craving reduction for those struggling with opioid and alcohol addiction. Patrick Lane, who administers Disc Village's Vivitrol program, says that success is being seen among local clients.
Between the jail program here in Leon County, and we also have a great program that we started up with Appalachie Center about the same time a year ago, and they've made referrals to us, and so just in that time, we've served a little over 90 patients and given out 300 injections in that time frame.
That's just in Leon County. So now, Lane says the program, with the aid of a federal grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other support, will be moving into jails in six other Florida counties.
We're having discussions, putting protocols in place. It's going to be Franklin County, Madison, Taylor, Jefferson, Wakulla, and Liberty. And what we're doing there is the focus is really on kind of expanding our medication-assisted treatment, which is Vivitrol, but it's also Suboxone and some other medications. But we also want to expand our counseling services.
Since half of the soon-to-be-added counties were hit by Hurricane Michael, Lane says these services are needed now more than ever, since catastrophe often triggers increased rates of substance abuse.
They've needed more services in the past, just not now, but I think it just kind of comes to a peak when you have a tragedy like that. And it's just not going to be built around medications. It's about getting more services out there in general, counseling services, and also working with the partners in those communities to get some feedback from them about what they think they need as well.
Particularly because, as Lane points out, the big scourge for rural North Florida isn't really opioids.
Meth has kind of taken over this regional area of the state. And it's not to say that we don't have opioid issues here and a problem, because we certainly do. But when you look at the big scheme, unfortunately, there's always kind of a new drug that comes around that takes the place of something else. And I think it's some unintended consequences. You know, they closed a lot of the pill mills, and they've done a good job of getting a lot of the opiates off the street. But the flip side of that is now that people are just switching out, you know, one addiction for another, and meth is very cheap, easy to make. And it's really kind of taken over, especially our rural community.
Lane says that makes the job of organizations like Disc Village even more of a challenge.
So right now, there's no medicated-assisted treatment for meth. There's really no Vivitrol for meth or Suboxone or anything like that. So, you know, we're going to have to rely on kind of traditional counseling methods to address that. But it's certainly got a foothold here in Tallahassee, but really in some of the more rural counties, it's very predominant.
And many of today's meth users no longer have to face the danger of making this volatile and deadly substance themselves. A growing percentage of the drug is now coming in via interstate and even international supply lines. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.